You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everyone and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. It's Tuesday's edition of the podcast that you are tuned into. Got racing to come on Tuesday from Catterick, Chepstow and Southwell. We'll be taking a closer look at a couple of contests at Catterick a little bit later on. My name is Sam Norris and joining me on today's edition of the podcast is Lord John Budden. How are you, John?
I'm very well indeed, Sam. Delighted to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to see you, John. Enjoying the early stage of the jump season thus far?
Yes, I haven't made much money about it, I regret to say, Sam, but yeah, it's been great. There was a very good race at Carlisle last week, a novice chase, which is excellent race, I thought, and I was at Kelso on Saturday. It was cold, but there was some quite good racing there too.
Yeah, it was by all accounts one of the few meetings that definitely got the go-ahead on Saturday, though, John. You'd have been pretty wet if you were anywhere else in the country on Saturday.
Absolutely true, Sam. And there was sunshine at Kelso,
yes.
Which of course is disastrous because it automatically means that fences and hurdles up the straight are omitted, and it makes complete rubbish of the racing, really, because, you know, you've got to run in for jumpers from the bottom end of the back straight right the way to the line, an immense run in, and the poor old fencers and hurdlers, they just miss those jumps.
Yes, indeed. Caused a real carnage with a big race, of course, at Aintree on Sunday. We're going to start today's podcast, as we always do, with a look at the Racing Post's Monday jury. Quite a bit to get into, so we'll get stuck into the Monday jury straight away. And we start with a look back at Cheltenham's first meeting of the season, John. Of course, the October meeting, the traditional curtain raiser. And I mean, it was a quality couple of days of racing this year at that meeting. What was the most significant performance for you, John, over the 2 days at Prestbury Park?
Well, interesting, Sam. A lot of people would disagree with me, but I thought Al Dancer was the most impressive winner at Cheltenham. He was a little bit slow to get into his jumping technique, but improved throughout the race. It was quite a good one, you know, because the North really fancied Caius Marcius. The ground got too soft for him, probably, which accounted for one or two jumping errors. But, I mean, he is a decent horse, Caius Marcius. And there was the Nichols runner too, Getaway Trump.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a good race. I thought Al Dancer did extremely well. The other thing about that is that Nigel Tristan Davis's horses, although they've been running quite well, they hadn't actually struck winning form all that often. And Al Dancer did. I'm sure he will improve. He impressed me.
Okay. We've got the first Grade One of the new jump season on the way very shortly, of course, over at Down Royal. The Champion Chase, as it's now known, has been the J.N. Wine Chase in years gone by. First Grade One of the season, John. Is there anyone that you're very keen to see in this one?
Well, I would be very keen to see a horse who may not even be allowed to run, and that is Kemboy. Do we know anything more about him?
It looks as though we're erring toward the side of him not being allowed to run.
Well, that's what I thought.
At present, John, but hopefully that'll be tidied up and all the politics, etc. will be addressed so that we can see him, because he's a potential Gold Cup horse this year.
He is a potential Gold Cup horse, and he will be the most exciting horse that would run at Down Royal, in my view. Apart from that, Delta Works got to be seriously respected, did, you know, really well in proper company last year, and I think Gordon Elliott will have improved him and could well have some very big targets in line. So it would be Kemboy, but if he doesn't run, I think Delta Work will be very hard to beat.
Over the course of the next 7 days, John, there's lots of racing coming up. We really sort of hot up with the jumping coming up now. Is there a horse you're keen to follow this week?
Well, quite a few. Quite a few,
there's a lot. There's a lot of good racing this week, isn't there?
Phil Kirby was one of the correspondents, as you might say, on the jury. And his really lovely mare, Lady Buttons, is running, and he's very keen that she should win at Weatherby for the second year in a row. I think that's Saturday, the mare's race. But she's a lovely horse, and I hope for his sake that he does succeed, or she does succeed. Now, feature for me over the past sort of 10 days and a fortnight has been the success of Brian Ellison's team. Absolutely amazing form. And, of course, stamped at Aintree with Forrest Bion winning the big race there. Anything he runs at Weatherby has got to be really carefully monitored. There are two horses that I'm particularly keen from the stable. One of them is Windsor Avenue, who won really well at Sedgefield. People say, well, Sedgefield was not much of a course to win at, but actually Windsor Avenue, quite a good class horse anyhow, put in a really tremendous display, I thought. Now, the other... Charlie Hall, winner last year, I think, is not meant to run definitely red in the Charlie Hall race, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him there. And if he was there, I think he'd go very well. And then on a lesser scale, perhaps, Maurice Barnes has got quite a nice little team going in Cumbria.
Yeah.
And I thought that his horse Nocora would go very well in the race that was actually won by Windsor Avenue at Sedgefield. And he started at one stage, you could have got 100-1.
Really?
Then 66-1. He actually went off at 50-1. But my goodness, he jumped well. He matched strides with the winner for most of the way. Now, Maurice has got a very good record at Weatherby. And if he has Nocora running in one of the novice chases over the weekend, I will be watching for him.
Okay. There's a few horses to follow over the course of the next week or so. In terms of the season at large, John, a horse to surprise us between now and the spring. Have you got anything up your sleeve?
Yes, a couple, very quickly. Uncle Alistair is one of them.
Yep.
Nicky Richards' horse, and ran extremely well over fences for the first time last year. We might have won at Carlisle if he hadn't made one mistake. Unfortunately, he came out of that race and had a slight leg injury, not a serious tendon or anything like that. So he missed the whole of last season, but he will be back. And I think, you know, he's a very, very decent horse. He expected to run for the first time at the end of November, December. And he is a northern horse, I think. He's well worth following, Uncle Alistair. And the other one is the one I saw in that very good novice chase at Carlisle last week, and that was Sue and Harvey Smith's horse, Midnight Shadow. Now, the team hadn't done very well with their runners in the early part of the season, but my goodness me, Midnight Shadow very nearly won that race and was a close third in the end, and he won the Scottish Champion Hurdle last year, and I thought he looked really well in the paddock. And I suspect he'll go extremely well in decent races between now and the spring.
Good stuff. And I suppose we can combine the final two questions. Who do you think will be the equine star of the upcoming jump season? And which race are you particularly looking forward to seeing? So a horse and a race for this year, John.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, see, fully exposed. But you've got to say Altior is going to be a horse that we're waiting to see. Will he or will he not stay? I believe he will.
Okay.
I think he is definitely worthwhile waiting for. And there could be a tremendous... King George, which is the race that I would certainly look forward to most. Surname is meant to run in that, and perhaps also last year's winner, Clam Des Orbeaux, who was you know, pretty useful then. But Altior would be the horse that I would be waiting to see, and I think he'd be emerging star. what quite emerging stars means is difficult, because the other one who would come right to the top of the list would be a third winner of the Grand National for Tiger Rose.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if that happened, that would almost certainly have to be the star performance, not just of the season, but of the decade.
Yes, I don't think there's anything Altior can do this season, John, that would eclipse Tiger Rose winning a third Grand National.
No, I agree with
you. But looking forward to the pair of them. And as you say, that King George could be an absolute belter. On to matters a little bit closer at hand then. Tuesday's racing coming up now. I've got a couple of contests picked out at Catterick. And fingers crossed, John will point us in the direction of the winner of these. We start with the 130. This is a 1.5 handicap. At small field here, John, just 6 to go at. What's caught the eye?
Well, the top one, of course, could win quite comfortably, Tam Leak. Mm-hmm. David O'Meara's horse, or David O'Mara's horse, whichever you like to say, was very useful one stage, has dropped down the grade. I thought ran fairly decently when second to Path of Glory at Musselburgh last time out. And, you know, it could go pretty well at the top. I have been following a horse over a cliff in this race, Sam.
Okay.
And that's Jabbar. I don't honestly think that Jabbar's going to win this contest, but I shall be very upset if he does.
Yes.
He was well beat at Chester last time out, and although he's run well at Hamilton in the early part of the season, has yet to win. So that is a bit of a worry. Ruth Carr did have a couple of entries at the 5 day stage, but she's just got Muta Marded to run, and that was pretty well beat at York last time out, although is a course winner here. Paul Mulrennan, I think, is in the saddle, which always interests me. And then we have the two that really come to mind, and they are Where's Jeff to start with. Have you ever backed Where's Jeff, Sam?
I haven't, John, and I wish I had, because he's been in good form recently.
Yeah, he has. He's a very decent little horse. He's named Where's Jeff because Jeff, who's now in his 80s, was a great patron of the McEasterby Yard.
Is that right?
And that's why he's called Where's Jeff, because Jeff apparently hasn't gone racing all that often in the past sort of two seasons.
Okay.
So Where's Jeff? One, I think, the Cumberland Plate at Carlisle, certainly one at the big Carlisle meeting, and was a winner last time out at Thirsk. Has to go well. And First Flight is a possibility for Brian Ellison in form, but the selection will be rather nervously, because it's a second time back, Beau Sampran,
yep,
who I thought was really good at Pontefract last time out. It was the first run that Beau Sampran had since April, and I was very keen on a wonderfully named horse called Sod's Law, and I'm absolutely convinced that Sod's Law was going to win when he came whirring up behind Beau Sampran, and I thought, well, he must win now, but he didn't. The Mark Johnston runner pulled out that little bit extra, as so often is the case, and I think Beau Sampran, if he runs up to that form, is a good thing tomorrow.
Okay, Beau Sampran then in the 1:30 race at Catterick, and then just over an hour later, the 2:35 will be the final race we'll take a look at. This is a long distance handicap over 2 miles. A few more to go at here. John, what's the pick going to be?
Well, a couple in the race that I thought got a good chance, and the selection will be Tor,
yep,
who was, of course, with Ian Jardine and is now with Marjorie Fife. And I thought Tor ran much better than one or two people suggested at Musselburgh last time out. Did, in fact, finish just on the heels of the placed horses, but was by no means disgraced, got a little bit hampered in the closing stages, and Beechwood Jude, who won the race, had been in very good form. So I thought the Tor was likely to go fairly well in this race. And then we've got a winner, too, at Catterick, a course and distance winner. Not in a particular high-class race, but that's Miss Ranger, Roger Fell and Paula Muir. And anything those two combine to run has to be noted. Did win fairly well. I don't think it was a great race. Lady Kira was second, but could go pretty well. And St. Andrews has been knocking at the door. And right at the bottom, we have a horse of Jim Goldie's, which I've just been watching a bit, called Elite Icon. Ran very well at Carlisle about 2 months ago, but hasn't won since. Might be a bit of a surprise, but Tor will be the choice.
Excellent stuff. There we are, the thoughts of John Budden on the racing at Catterick. That goes alongside Chepstow on Tuesday afternoon, and we've got an evening card at Southwell as well. You can join the team on Racing Radio from 12:20. Thank you very much for that, John.
Thank you, Sam.
See you again soon.
I hope so.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.